It's time for Dayton Women's Flyers Basketball on Information Radio 1660. We thank Archer's Tavern for their support in bringing this game to you today. Now down to the arena with Barney Centner and Dennis Shaw.
It's time for the Archer's Tavern pregame with Barney Centner and Dennis Shaw. Now let's get down to the arena for today's pregame show.
All right, we're going to work fast. We're going to have the national anthem. You're not going to hear the national anthem because we had a last-minute interview with Allison Guth, the Loyola coach. They're going up against the Flyers tonight. She's really good. She got here late. I still wanted to talk to her. So we're going to go to that interview if you guys are ready right now. And after that, we will come back and get to the starting lineups. But we got about a four-minute interview, so let's go to that right now.
He's not ready.
He's not ready. Okay, great. The officials tonight will be Jennifer Washoe, Trevor Inonye, and Gina Catazzariti. And now we're ready for the interview. All right, with the pep band in the background, Allison Guth is joining me now. I'm so happy to have this young lady here. If I'd have interviewed you after the St. Bonaventure game, of which I only saw the fourth quarter, I know it started out kind of like a rugby match, 7-7. Boy, you guys put it to them offensively in the fourth quarter. What changed?
That orange ball started going through the rim. I wish I had a better answer for you, but...
You don't have an elixir of an adjustment?
At halftime, I felt like Jim and I were probably thinking the same thing, that we were setting the game back 40 years with the 18-17 score, but I think you always come back from that break, and I was really pleased with the way we practiced and prepared, and we were shooting the ball really well, and then some games you come out like that, and so... We had a good fourth quarter that we trusted the process, still ran the same offense, and that ball went in, so it was good for us.
You can tell you're in your third year. You can tell this team is getting better year after year after year. Niall Bernard, what's the difference that she's made?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for that compliment, because some days you feel you're sitting there still wishing for an advancement in certain areas of the game with our identity, wanting to defend, rebound, and run, and especially coming in here against Dayton, who we really respect the rebounding efforts of this team and the physicality they play with. But your question was referring, Nay, and I think what she brought to the table right away, I mean, the kid lives in the gym. I mean, it's what she's wanted to do since she's been little. She's absolutely going to be a pro. She could have signed a contract in France this past year, but decided she wanted to come bring her talents to us. And we feel really, really grateful to have a player of her magnitude. She's a bucket. She finds a way to create for herself. She really wanted to come and learn a little bit, though, about the point guard position and making decisions. And I think we're in an evolution with her. Her defense has gotten better, and her being able to navigate the floor because she wants to play that position at the next spot. And when she was playing for Duquesne, obviously they had such a talent in McConnell, and so the two of them were such a dual unit. And for us right now, you see her playing alongside. It's like we're starting two PG-minded kids in Kira and Nay right now. We're hoping that pays off to us and for us in terms of speed, ability to score the ball, because obviously we're against Dayton tonight. The size is different.
So it seems like a couple things have you turned the corner this year. One, I would say, is you've kept your turnovers down lately, and two, your shooting is very good offensively. You're very proficient from the field. Mm-hmm. How have you improved those things, other than your coaching?
It's definitely not the coaching. I think we've recruited our staff's done a phenomenal job recruiting players that play the game the way we want to play it. We are trying to score at the rim and beyond the arc, and I think that we address that both in the transfer portal and in our first years coming in. Obviously, we've been with the injury bug like a lot of people have, so the loss of Rosa is a big loss for us because she can really score it from three with that regard. But I think you're seeing some bright future lights in a kid like Alexa Kinnis and the way that she can navigate off the bounce and get it to some of our scoring in Jess Finney, who's really a good scorer from beyond the arc. Kira's been playing well prior to her injury and being out. She was shooting the ball very well from beyond the arc. So I think it's taking the right shots. I think it's implementing a new offense. The offense we're running, we took a lot of Danny Hurley stuff from the national championship program at UConn, and we like a lot of the false action that flows into off-ball actions. If you remember us last year here, we were doing a lot off of our dribble drive and trying to create off of paint touches and ball screens, and now we're doing a lot with off-ball movement, which I think is fun to mess around with.
We thank the coach. Back to courtside.
Thank you.
All right, so let's get you the starting lineup. Some of this pregame stuff is going to have to wait until the first media timeout. The Ramblers come in 9-4. They score 65 a game. They give up 58 a game. They are -1 on rebounds. They average 16 assists and 17 turnovers, and they come out with these five starters tonight. First of all, 6'1 junior Emma Theodorson. She is averaging 8.8 points per game. She is transferred from Bucknell. Her hometown is Pittsburgh, home of the Steelers. 6 foot senior Jess Finney averages 9 points a game. Transfer out of San Diego University. She hails from Phoenix, Arizona. Kira Shivers, back Sunday, missed a couple games before that. 5'3 junior averages 8.5 points a game. Marist High School, she hails from Chicago. Satori Tannen, she's the mainstay of this program right now. 6'2 grad student averages 8.3 points per game. Middletown High School, Middletown, Wisconsin, and Niall Bernard. Not Bernard, not my first name formally, but Bernard. She's French. 5'5 grad student, averages 11 a game. Transfer from Duquesne. Very rare. A player transfers inside the conference. But she transferred from Duke. She went to Maurice Ravel High School out of Paris, France. All right, Flyers come in 6-6. They average 62.7 a game, give up 63.3. They're +2.5 on rebounds. They average 12 assists and 19 turnovers per game. Niall Lear has a minor leg injury. She is not dressed tonight. Hopefully she'll be back Sunday. And trying to look at the starters. Rookie Harris, 5'10 grad student, averages 7.2 a game. Ivy Wolf, 5'8 senior, averages 16.2 a game. Let's see, Ariana Smith, 6'2 grad student, averages 10.2 a game. Johnson, 6'1 sophomore, averages 2 points a game.
Stevens.
And Nicole Stevens, a 5'7 grad student, averages 4.8 a game. Flyers are going to wear those powder blues tonight. They look like the Houston Oilers, trimmed in red and white. The road uniforms for Loyola are maroon, trimmed in yellow and white. And barely we have time for Dennis to give us a thought, but go ahead.
Well, you know, it's kind of a broken record anyways. This Flyers team, we've seen both sides. You see the good, you see the bad, almost nightly anyways. So tonight, points are going to be at a premium, Barney. The Ramblers are very tough. They forced 20 turnovers a game. They've out-rebounded their opponents 5 of their last 6. I think that's the key to tonight. If Dayton wants to win this game, they're +2.4 on the rebound margin. Loyola's -1.1. I think that's where it's going to have to kind of come from. Loyola really plays well. They're experienced. Maybe not all together. Some new pieces, obviously, together, but they've all played a lot of basketball, and you can tell when they play together. They move well off the ball. Average about 16 assists a game. Flyers have their work cut out for them.
6'2", jumps it against 6'2". Smith against Tannen, who feels like she's been with Loyola for about the past 10 years. Not that long, but, I mean, she is the mainstay of the program. Very rare you get a grad student to complete her tenure with the same university, but that's what this young lady's done. And one interesting thing in doing my research, she is going to potentially marry, right now she's engaged to a longtime men's volleyball player at Loyola. So that's interesting about her. She looks like she could play volleyball too. But right now, she's more concerned about winning the tip against Ariana Smith. So the ball is in the air, and we're underway. And she did win the tip. And Loyola goes to our left, and Shivers goes up against Ricky Harris, who fights through the Dorson screen as the Flyers are in their 2-3 zone defense. And Bernard drives, and she palmed it. That's a call you don't see very often, actually. In fact, I didn't really see that she palmed it at all. A little bit of token pressure by Bernard in the background as Nicole Stevens gets the start tonight, and she's in the front court over to Ivy Wolf. And looks like some man-to-man defense by Loyola, and Ricky Harris goes through a Johnson screen, goes to the hoop, double team, and throws the ball into the Loyola bench. So not exactly the start you want. Now, speaking of starts you don't want, the Richmond game, the Flyers trailed 10-0, and it got worse. We'll highlight their endeavors in Virginia at the first media timeout. Bernard has the ball. Her uniform says SOA Bernard, and there is a reason for that. We'll get to that, too. But I did have to inquire when I saw that. Just Finney with the ball outside the three-point stripe. She's aggressively double-teamed and a sloppy pass. And that was great double-teaming defense, especially by Nicole Stevens there, to force the turnover. So Dayton will key it in the backcourt. So both teams definitely tenacious on defense right now. And our monitor doesn't work, so it says the starters are going to be posted shortly. Well, if we wait for that, we'll wait for next Christmas. And right now, Ricky Harris, she palmed it, but she got away with it. Driving is Johnson on Tannen. She'll kick it out to Ivy Wolf outside the three-point stripe. Ivy does a little pirouette. It's out to Johnson deep in the corner with eight on the shot. Johnson challenges Tannen and come up short. And Satori knocked it out of bounds. I think Dayton will keep the ball. Shot clock's reset to 20. Nobody scored yet. We're at the 8:42 mark. And Dennis is not just the analyst right now, but he is working on the computer to see if we can get a box score. And it's Ricky Harris. Technology's great when it works. When it doesn't work, well, it's frustrating. Ricky Harris takes the three, and it's way off the mark. Actually, a little too hard of a three. And in transition, it's Tannen outside the three-point stripe. Between the circles, just Finney now with the basketball. Six-foot senior. Finney looks inside. Lane's wide open. Has Stevens. Ah, our stats are up good now. Now I can press. Driving is Bernard. She'll kick it out. Maneuvered over. Open three. Bang for Finney. And if you heard the pregame from Coach Guth, she said Finney's been shooting it well. Well, that certainly paid off there. 2 minutes in, Loyola's on the board. They come in at 32% from the three-point stripe. Just Finney hits her first one, and that didn't even hit iron. Flyers struggling to get into an offensive flow 2.5 minutes into this game. Harris out to Johnson. She does not take the three. She'll drive on Tannen. She's cut off. Now Stevens will drive. Pumping the lane too hard. Tannen knocks it back out to Stevens. Dayton gets a fresh 20 as they reset. Wolf will take a 25-foot three and hit it to the top of the key. That's the hardest three you can have, the longest three. And Ivy ties it. She comes in at 38% on the air from three. Dayton's only at 27. They've got to improve that. Hodgkar, one of those hyphenated names, will come in a moment. Bernard, the three you cannot hit. And Ariana Smith, who had double-digit rebounds in both games last year against Loyola, picks up a rebound there. Harris will drive up over Finney off glass. No good. Could not draw the foul. I just mentioned that Smith on the boards. Made me look good there. She gets the offensive rebound and puts it in. Dayton up 5-3. She had both double. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I may. She had double-doubles in points and rebounds in both games last year. In fact, I think she pulled down 28 total rebounds in the two games that the team split. Dayton up 5-3. 5-0 spurt. Loyola looks to tie it. 10 on the shot. They loop it underneath. A bad pass for Tannen. Nice idea, but Theodorsen, it was way over her head, out of bounds. And coming in is Hodgkar, 5'8 grad student, averages 6.4 points per game. And Tannen is being talked to by Coach Guth after that poor pass as she's now on the bench. Ricky Harris has problems controlling it. It's out to Wolf. Ivy had a great 23-point performance, maybe the best overall game that I've seen her in her tenure here in Dayton in the tough loss to Vanderbilt by 14 at the last home game. And now there's an unforced turnover by Harris. The other way in transition. Shivers the three. Bang from the left corner. Kyra is on the board. And just like that, a couple threes. Loyola with the lead. They did a good job of taking advantage of an unforced turnover by Harris and converting points. Smith out to Harris. No. Well, there's a screen for Ivy Wolf. She hits a three, the beautiful Harris screen. And it's raining threes. We've had four threes and 1 2-pointer, and Dayton's up 8-6. And Ivy's off the snide well tonight. And Shannon Wheeler, a senior, whom I want to see play a lot of minutes the rest of the year. Just editorial opinion there. She's going to come in at the next dead ball, which might be at the media timeout. Here's a give and go. Underneath Shivers almost loses control, but it's fitting another three. Nope, this one's off to the right side. And the rebound is pulled down by Johnson. She will come in front of us to Ricky Harris. And we have a foul, and I think they have, no, they don't have Shivers. They have Jess Finney picks up the first foul of the game. So Tana was out. She's in now. Shannon Wheeler will replace Johnson. Wheeler, 6'1 senior, averages 3.4 points per game. 5:10 to go. Media timeout is coming shortly. Theodorson is out of the lineup. And again, Tannen is in for her. And it's Stevens to Ivy Wolf. And it's Stevens now posting inside. Stevens, boy, they should have been called for 3 seconds. They got away with it. 7 to shoot. Harris, a desperation three comes up. Well, I was short, but hit the front of the rim, back of the rim, and falls in. So shooter's luck there. Third three of the game for Dayton. First for Harris, and Dayton leads it 11-6.
4 of 32 from the three-point line before that one.
Well, she needed a little bit of luck there. Shivers with the basketball. Between the circles. In front of the UD bench. They gave her the three. She almost got luck out of it and kind of spun around, but popped out. And Flyers 5-point lead, looking to increase it. And a travel. I think Shannon Wheeler traveled. Even though Loyola bench wasn't happy. Anyway, there's a timeout. We'll keep it here. I'll go ahead and read the underwriters because I do want to give you the pregame information in the first quarter. So, we want to thank the businesses for sponsoring the broadcast. If you're in these establishments, tell them you heard about their name mentioned here during the broadcast. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. The underwriters in reverse alphabetical order, because USA Tire and Auto Service Center should not always go last. So now they go first. And then we got Flower Shop, Signorama, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Rotor Shoe Center, Roberson Law, Ohio Painting Service, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, the Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Kettering Overhead Door, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, the House of 10,000 Picture Frames, count them, Hothead Burritos, Ghost Light Coffee, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Fat Boy Steak, El Rancho Grande, DNA Computers, Demnicas Italiano Restaurant, Dayton Art Solutions, Coin Dentistry, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Barbaros Auto Group, Arrow Wine and Spirits, and Archer's Tavern. All right, Flyers Sunday. For recap, lost to Richmond, 55-37. The second period didn't go well. Dayton was outscored 18-2. They shot 16% from the field in the first half. I mentioned they were down 10-0 after 4 minutes. They were out-rebounded 41-25. Now, they were pesky. They did play tenacious defense. They did force 24 Richmond turnovers. And coming into tonight's game, they are 221 in the net rankings. As for Loyola, they are 264 in the net rankings. They beat St. Bonaventure Sunday, 57-40. They won the fourth quarter, 28-17. They hit 11 of their 17 field goal attempts in the fourth quarter. They out-rebounded the Bonnies by 9. Theodorson and Bernard each had 13. Hodgkar had 11. And this is what Dennis alluded to earlier. They've held their opponents to 60 points or less for the 8th time this year. They did that Sunday. They forced their opponents into 20-plus turnovers 7 times this year. They do that again tonight. Oh, it'll be a problem for Dave. The Flyers lead the all-time series 5-2. Last year, UD won 69-64 at home. Smith had 11 points, 15 rebounds. Wolf had 22 points. UD crushed Loyola on the boards by 12. Loyola won the rematch, though, at home by 3. Smith had 14 points, 13 rebounds. Ivy Wolf did not make that trip, so keep that in mind. And Dayton committed 21 turnovers. Loyola is picked preseason tied with Fordham for 9th, and UD is picked preseason 11th. And again, Coach Guth, third year, was assistant at Loyola from 2005 to 2007. Last year they were 15-16, 8-10 in conference. Previously, 6 years she was head coach at Yale, 99 wins. And they have 10 newcomers on their team. 2 returning starters, 5 returning letter winners. And Tannen was the top scorer last year, 10 points, 6 rebounds. And in one of their losses earlier this year, Tannen went over 1,000 career points. All right, that's the pregame show. Now we get back to the game. Loyola has the ball. Hodge Carr to Bernard. Hails from France. Gay Paris. Bernard outside the 3-point stripe. Freshman Olivia Leung is in the game for Dayton. She is belly-to-belly with Bernard as the shot clock bleeds to 9. Tannen will drive the lane. Blocked by Fiala. And 3 seconds, and they don't know. Boy, coach is going to be coaches livid, and she has a right to be livid. They did not realize that the shot clock does not reset. And Alexa Kinnis, 5'8 freshman, averaged 3 points a game in the lineup. She looked like a freshman there. She had the ball. She had no clue what to do with it.
Very rare freshman showing there. She looks really good. I watched a couple of their games. She is strong.
Though there they blew it. Ivy Wolf, 10-footer good from the right side. That's 8 points for Ivy, and Dayton's lead is 7. Because Loyola's not scored now for about the last 2.5 minutes. And they are going to make another substitution. They'll bring Finney back in a moment. And right now the shot clock is down at 14. Excellent Flyer defense in this game. No open looks. Bernard double team forces it up, and it's too hard. Off the glass. Fiala crashes the boards. Fast break Wolf. Bounce pass Wheeler, and it was a good pass, but Shannon couldn't control it. On the bench is a familiar face for Loyola, Simon Harris, UD assistant from 2014 to 2018. Good to see him here tonight. So Hodge Carr was going to inbound it. Now Finney will, as Flyers have some pressure in the backcourt. Dayton's up 13-6. We're under 3 minutes to go. And Dayton is 5 of 9 from the field, doing very well with their 7 rebounds. Only 2 rebounds for Loyola, and only 2 of 7 shooting. Both teams do have 4 turnovers. So, sloppy there. Bernard will drive on Fiala. She's not going to make the same mistake twice, so she kicks out to Tannen. It's out to Finney outside the 3-point strike. Leung respects that and is on her belly-belly. And Tannen inside draws a crowd, and it's off of Shivers. Love that defense, Dennis.
Yeah, that possession might as well just been the Fiala possession. She did nothing but cause problems by being there. They were afraid of her, and it's a difference maker. She needs to find a way to be on the floor.
The Ramblers have a nice record. Now, their level of non-conference competition can be questioned. We'll kind of go over that with you at the next media timeout. You'll kind of know what I mean. But still, a program that's not had a lot of success, when you win a lot of games, it does do a lot for your confidence. Now Dayton's got to have confidence. They only have 7 to shoot. They get into Fiala, guarded by Tannen. One-handed flip falls out. It's one of the best moves I've seen Eve make. Falls out on Dayton. Because Eve has been very tentative going to the hoop. Not there.
I was getting ready to say, the shot didn't go, but she's being aggressive and asking for it. You got to pay off the effort, and that's what they did. She missed it, but it did everything but go in.
And she didn't go over the back for the rebound, and that's one good thing about it, too. So another 3, Ivy Wolf misses it from the right side, but no blockout. Great hustle for Ivy to get it back, so Dayton's going to get a fresh 20 seconds to shoot. Driving is Stevens again. No, almost said Niall Bernard. No Niall Lear because of a leg injury. Now Ivy Wolf drives and she banks it in. What a first quarter. 10 points for Ivy. Dayton up 15-6. Just making an early bid to be our star of the game. At this point, so 15-6. Now Loyola hasn't scored for 4 minutes. And Dayton's on a 13-3 spurt. Bernard with the ball. 14 to shoot. Theodorson, a 3 off the mark, and she just threw that up. The rebound is loose, and we're going to have a tie-up, and Dayton's going to get the basketball as Ariana Smith is back in. The losses this year for Loyola have been to DePaul by 15, Eastern Illinois by 6, Northwestern by 9, and LaSalle by 10. LaSalle will be here a week from Saturday. Actually, our next broadcast, the next home game is next Wednesday. Last call for UMass. Last year in the league as they go to a football conference. It's Leung hitting a 3 from the left wing. Dayton's 4-3, and they're up 18-6. I sure didn't see this coming. Pleasant surprise. Shivers hits Theodorsen. Less than a minute to go in the first quarter. Dayton up 18-6. Shivers on the dribble. Tries to elude Ivy Wolf. Ivy sticks to her, though, like flypaper. Here's an open three. Bernard can't hit it. Too hard. Theodorsen got the rebound. Forces it up. Can't hit it again. Loyola can't get anything to go. They're now, I think, like 2-for-10 from the field if it updates. Loyola loops it for nobody. Don't know what's going on there. So a turnover. Shivers in transition. 20 seconds to go. Dayton up 18-6. And we have a stoppage of play. And certainly not a foul first quarter. Dayton's first foul. Loyola has one. And we'll get a quick substitution with Kennis replacing Finney. And Loyola will get the last shot of the period. Dayton's foul was on Olivia Leung. Kind of nice to see a game where it's not whistle, whistle, whistle. Not many whistles in the Loyola-St. Bonaventure game on Sunday either. After about 10 total free throws taken in that game. 10 seconds to go. Shivers uses a screen. Doesn't take the shot. Theodorsen will drive and bank it up and miss it. And they call her for the offensive charging foul. So, Emma's foul. This is one of the best quarters of defense I've seen Dayton play in Tamika Williams Jeter's time here. And I'm happy to say that. 5 seconds to go. It's in to Stevens. Stevens, will she get it off? She bails up a three at the buzzer, and it's no good. Nonetheless, Dayton scored the last 13 points of the period. They have an 18-6 lead on Loyola, and we will be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It's because of businesses like these that we're able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on the radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghostlight Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Moe's Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
Well, again, Loyola's wins might not look all that impressive. Kentucky State by 35, West Georgia by 16, SAU Edwardsville 5, Valparaiso 8, South Carolina State 28, Western Michigan 11, Chicago State by 2 in overtime, Evansville by 13. So, your impressions of the first quarter, which Dayton dominated offensively after a slow start, and then defensively.
Flip a coin, Barney. You never know which team is going to show up. Unbelievable. Like you said, really defensively, they were just keyed in from the tip all the way through. I was very impressed. I said at the beginning of the game I thought Dayton would need to be kind of plus 10 in the rebounding margin. Well, first quarter, they out-rebounded 11-4 against the Ramblers. So, I mean, just a very aggressive start. They shot really well. So you got to expect that to come down a little bit. They were 4-7 from the three-point line, and this team has not shot the ball well this year. So, but a lot of that goes with who was shooting them and were they open looks. I have preached about assists, 5 assists in the first quarter. They moved the ball, they found teammates, got good looks, and they find themselves 18-6 in one of their better quarters of the season.
And if you could go back to the split box so we can tell people that Loyola shot 2 of 10, Dayton shot 7 of 14, you can do the math. Dayton went 4 of 7 from the 3, Loyola went 2 of 7, nobody has shot a free throw, you mentioned the rebounds, so I mean it's total domination on the Flyers' part so far. As for Loyola, they're a private Jesuit university in Chicago, founded in 1870 by the Society of Jesus. They have about 17,000 students. The Ramblers' name was first used in 1926. They were in the Missouri Valley Conference and bolted to the A-10 for the 2022-23 season. Undergrad tuition, it only puts you out about $50,000 a year. That's not much. That also does not include housing, by the way. The mascot is the LU Wolf. There's a wolf and kettle statue on campus, a symbol of the university's heritage. And some alums, Bob Newhart, he just died this last year, Lori Grenier of Shark Tank, and Shams Shuriana, ESPN NBA insider. And I'll never forget the Pat McAfee reference when he called him Shams the first time. That's when he was not working for ESPN, though. All right, so a little bit about Loyola. Let's get back to the game. Loyola has the ball. And Tana will be having an open three. She hasn't scored today, and she just missed that shot badly off the mark. They have held the grad students to zero so far in this game. And driving is Stevens, and she's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. Nicole's 4-for-9 at the line this year. Dayton comes in at 72%. And that foul, I think Tannen got it. That's her first. And we'll see how Stevens does here.
Yeah, and if you want Tannen shooting, that's where you want her shooting. 1-of-9 before that shot, so just 10% now on the season from behind the three-point line.
These teams have a rematch, by the way. Later in the year in Chicago, Stevens hit the first free throw. One more is coming. And it falls in as well. So this unpredictable Dayton team, we're seeing the good Dayton team tonight. 20-6. Backcourt pressure is broken. And Kinnis will get the ball to Theodorsen. She'll drive to a double coverage, has Smith in her face, and she knocks down a 10-footer. It's a good-looking shot for Emma. The junior averages 9 a game. And Jacques Medal is in the game for Dayton. The 6'3 sophomore averages 5 points a contest. And right now, Shannon Wheeler, one dribble over to Medal. Medal dribbles in the lane, kicks it out of traffic to Leung. Leung with 8 on the shot. Leung uses a screen, and they're going to say that Ariana Smith was a little too physical with that screen, and she picks up her first foul.
You see the Flyers struggle a little bit with Ivy Wolf sitting on the bench. She doesn't sit often.
That, yes. And Ariana Smith has not really had to do much of an offensive load tonight. 2 points, 3 rebounds. Yeah, I don't think we're going to see Ivy sit very much longer. Hodge Carr. Little push off on Wheeler, got away with it. Now she's cut off. Tannen has the ball in the lane. She draws double coverage. Out to Hodge Carr, and she misses a shot from the right side.
No, that's a bad.
And Theodorsen is knocked down, and they have a Dayton foul. Somebody.
The foul's on Jacques Medal. She did a great job boxing out. She has not played a lot of basketball in her life. She extended that arm out, and it was a smart play to hit the deck and pick up that foul. She did a great job. Everything except for just a little bit too much extension, and it was after she got the rebound. Just got to learn. That's part of just the time.
You'll hear an insightful interview at our halftime that I did before the season started on campus with Nicole Stevens, who just left the lineup, so don't leave us at halftime for popcorn. Make it now. Theodorsen, now they'll dump it in for Tannen. Tannen tries to get it to another player. It's off of the foot. Back to Tannen, 4 to shoot. And again, they're going to have another shot clock violation, even though they got the shot up. Barely missed the shot. They need to realize about the shot clock. Now Dayton is hounded in the backcourt. Harris needed to call timeout. Did she?
I think they got a foul.
I think that's a good defense. Was it on Kinnis?
Kinnis is the one that picked it up. But they were mugging her. But Harris and who was it underneath there that actually, it was Harris and Smith. They couldn't corral the ball. It was kind of bouncing between them like hot potato.
That's why I said, when you're in doubt, call a timeout. I didn't really expect that to rhyme, but it did. Poet and I don't know it. So top of the key, it's Wheeler. Shannon will drive, and we see Brooklyn Vaughn, a 6-foot freshman, averages 3 a game in the lineup. And there is a foul underneath on Hodge Carr, and that's going to put Smith at the line to shoot a couple. Hodge Carr's first foul. How's Smith at the line this year? Right on average with the team at 72%.
Underrated entrance pass there from Shannon Wheeler. She was under pressure, didn't have a big window, lofted it in there. Smith had a very good shot at an and one.
Wheeler out. Ivy Wolf back in. And now there's some confusion. It's not going to be a shooting foul.
How
you could have fooled me. Wow.
That doesn't make any sense.
Forget what I just said about going to the line. So instead, Harris will inbound it. Dayton's up 20-8, 7:45 to go in the first half. In a pretty much whistle-free game, even though we have had five fouls in 2 minutes. Now 6 fouls in 2 minutes this period, as Theodorsen laid one on Ivy Wolf and picked up her second foul. Yeah, I knew I shouldn't have said it's a foul-free game.
Every time.
Not this period. 4 fouls already for Loyola. 2+ minutes in. They're going to bring in Kendall Hendricks, 5'10 freshman, averages 1.6 a game. Theodorsen will come out. I always like, I mean, Allison Guth is a teacher. If you watch her now, she is talking to Theodorsen, teaching her about not making that foul again.
There's another one.
That puts him over the limit. Boy, Dayton's free throw shooting is going to be big the rest of this period. And that foul is on somebody. Anyway.
Hodgkar.
For
a second.
Yes. And so, 86% for Ivy. So, after she hits these two, she will have 12 points. There's 11. Dayton is up 13.
They must have really heard you that they had no fouls. I was just bang, bang, bang.
First period, we just went along so beautifully.
And you blew it into it.
She missed the second one. So, Smith, great hustle, and she comes up with the loose change on the rebound. Well, when you're at 86%, you miss one out of every 8.5, 9. 21-8. Ivy's hounded. They almost put her in a straitjacket. Instead, left of the lane. Driving is Leung. She scores. And a little late whistle, but I think Olivia Leung is going to go to the line to complete the three-point play. As Olivia has 5 points, she's 85% at the line. Dayton is just now out hustling Loyola. Loyola is discouraged. There's no excuse for Loyola not to have gotten the rebound on that first free throw.
They might have been just a shock because you were that they missed it. But you're right. Smith really did a good job of hustling and tracking that down. And now they've got a potential for a four-point possession here.
And that was Hendricks getting her first foul.
In a very uncommon way.
And Olivia is short on the free throw.
Good.
Dayton's still up 15. Bernard cut off in the lane, maneuvered, and now they try to get it underneath. They do, and it's put in by Brooklyn Vaughn, who is very effective from the two-point stripe at 48% on the season. So it makes it 23-10. Loyola just broke a 2+ minute scoring drought. Ivy using the Madal screen over to Ajat Madal, and she will drive right of the lane.
Whoa.
That's a pass over Harris, and she falls right into the lap near familiar coach, Simon Harris. Yeah, you kind of almost wish that Ricky wouldn't have even tried to save that one. But at least she her fall was cushy.
Somewhat, but you could tell, like, it
was
kind
right
of accordioned her back, right in her lap, but that did not feel good.
No. All right, so after that turnover, it's 23-10. Here's a back door. And the door is slammed shut on Loyola's. It's a sloppy pass and a turnover. Yep. So that is turnover number 6 for Loyola. Flyers have 7. Dayton's rebound advantage is now 14-6.
7, actually, not to correct you, but they had 6 in the first quarter. So that was the first one here in the second.
23-10. Smith out to Madal, and she will hit a 10-footer from the right side. And again, not much resistance on defense there. Madal made him pay, and now hustles back. Madal does, and she thwarts a fast break by knocking the ball out of bounds.
That's a perfect opportunity to talk about this, because Madal, I thought, she needs to step in. She's 5 of 31 from the three-point line this season, just 16%. She needs to get that shot going a little bit. That's great from her to just step in a little bit more comfortable.
It's one of those tweener shots. Mm-hmm. It's not a layup, and it's not a three. You really don't see a lot of those shots taken in the college game anymore.
Correct. Not a great shot for basketball, but for her right now as she grows, not the worst idea.
Bernard is smothered. She gets it to Hendricks, and Hendricks forces it up and comes up short on Smith. And Ariana has it, and she is tied up by Hendricks. And on the alternating possession, it's going to go Dayton's way.
If you like rebounding, Ariana Smith, just watch her. It's unbelievable the effort
she's got. 6 already.
Yeah, she'll definitely be in the high double digits in this game. She's just fun to watch.
And Madonna can handle the ball. And, she gets it to Harris between the circles. Dayton up 25-10. No, I'm not misspeaking. Dayton's done everything right tonight in this game. Led by Ivy Wolf, who has the ball. Dumps it in for Smith. Smith shot in the lane, can't get it to go, and the rebound comes down to Bernard. In a transition, it's Shivers. Shivers does a pirouette and somehow got it over to Vaughn, and she missed the layup. Vaughn tries to back tap it, but comes to Harris. Up court to Smith, and Smith fumbles and travels, and she never had control of it. She tried to brace herself, but just wasn't to be. And I think her teammates loved watching her expression.
When you're ready for a funny moment, you cut that one up and put it on the video for some practice to watch, because, yeah, that should have been a layup.
These players are social media gurus. They'll have it on everybody's computer.
By the end of the game,
yeah,
probably.
By the end of the game. Driving is Kinnis. Comes up short, and the loose pumpkin comes out to Madal. We'll have our media timeout. The next dead ball is Ivy Wolf, front court to Harris. Dayton up by 15. Harris splits the lane and hits a five-footer inside. And Ricky Harris, change of hairdo and everything. 5 points and timeout. Allison Guth is not happy with something. I don't know what she's... something that just happened there. I know she's not happy with her team's performance. Down 27-10, but she is talking to one of the officials. Anyway, we'll take a break. 4:51 to go. Dayton up 27-10. We'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It is because of businesses like these that we are able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you are in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demi Cass Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghost Light Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Las Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-in Tub and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, I'm going to give Dennis a quiz question. I'm going to give him time to think about it. And I mean, there are 16 choices. And then he can get back with me with the answer without using his phone. The only A-10 school to participate every year since the 1976 A-10 inception is what school? Want me to read it again? Regis Philbin.
I think I got it, but yeah, go ahead, one more time.
The only A-10 school to participate every year in A-10 play since the conference was created in 1976 is?
Founding member. Ah. You said I could get back to you, right?
Yeah, you can get
back. Let me think for a second. Yeah.
Somebody grab his phone. Anyway, so the A-10 is very top-heavy this year. Prognosticators right now have three A-10 schools in the NCAA tournament. Of course, we just started conference play. But Richmond, George Mason, and St. Joseph's combined went 26-7 in non-conference. Six top 100 wins, including wins over the ACC, Big 12, and the Big East. All right, you have an answer.
I'm guessing, so it's not going to make a big difference.
It's
but
not UMass.
No. I'll just guess. I'll just say Richmond, but I don't think.
Say who?
Richmond.
Richmond. Now the answer is George Washington.
Ah, should have won my first instinct.
All right. So again, Dayton is up in this game 27-10. And we are ready to continue play. The things that the internet has, if you take an hour at 5 a.m. to look for them, that's where I found that one. Bernard has the ball. It's kicked out to Jess Finney. Driving the baseline is Bernard. Bernard traveled. They let her get away with it. Hits Hendricks. Out to Bernard. She'll take a three over Madal. Come up short. This is not Bernard's night, that's for sure. Harris with the rebound. It's Ivy Wolf in the corner. Now Dawkins is in the lineup for Dayton. Hasn't played for a while and showed it there traveling. 5'8 senior averages 3.9 points per game. Loyola will be in action Sunday at the founding member of the A-10, George Washington, for a noon tilt. They'll be home next Wednesday against VCU. They will host Dayton in the rematch January the 29th. game, I'm sure, if this continues like this, they'll really look forward to. Bernard with the ball. We have two fouls on Dayton. Loyola's been over the limit for quite a while. Loyola's in another drought of not scoring of approaching 3 minutes as, again, Dayton knocks the ball out of bounds. Their kids getting their hands on everything. They're intercepting passes. They're making passes tougher for the Ramblers. It will be Kenneth throwing it in. 13 to shoot. Loops it into Finney. Finney guarded by Ivy Wolf. Finney looks to be in no hurry, but she better be in any hurry because it's now six on the shot. She uses a screen at five. Finney will drive at three. Mistake, puts the ball on the ground. Couldn't do that. Now with the shot clock about to bleed, so that's a Loyola turnover and quick transition. It's Dawkins. Harris between the circles. Harris looks inside, nothing doing. It's out to Jacques Madal. Madal drives. Madal loses her defender, puts it in, and they'll call her for a charge. That's her second foul. Agree? Disagree?
It was a foul. She hooked her. And both of her fouls were just kind of aggression fouls where she's gotten a little wild with her arms.
So Finney will bring it into the front court. On the dribble. We're going to see Shannon Wheeler come back in for Dayton in a moment. Dayton was up 18-6 at the end of the first. They're up now 27-10 as we're at the 3:10 mark of the first half. Driving is Bernard. And we have a Dayton foul. And if that's on Smith, that's her second. That's somebody's first. And Madal's out and Wheeler's back in. And actually, that foul could not have been, yeah, it could have been on Smith. She is in the game, but they gave it to
Dawkins.
Dawkins, she got her first. So 20 to shoot, and
screen, I'm
yeah, I think Ivy Wolf sold that one. Frankly, you said it's on whom?
Vaughn.
Vaughn's first. Brooklyn gets the foul.
Bring in Vaughn.
No bridge for Brooklyn. There's a song in there, something about Brooklyn and
no Raiders. Sleep till Brooklyn.
Yeah, very good. That's it. You got it. I don't know who sings it, but no, I don't want to hear you sing. All right. Shannon Wheeler will throw it in. Over to Ivy. 10 points for Ivy, leading the way. Driving Harris. Good up job. Over Tannen. Good. Ricky Harris now with 7. It's 29-10. Whatever listeners we had, Loyola, we didn't have a chance to thank you for listening to the game. You're gone by now, I'm sure. Finney just dribbled the ball off her foot. If you were with us early, you're certainly not with us now. You bailed. 29-10.
10 turnovers already for Loyola. Only averaged 16, I think you said, a game.
You know, something called an announcer jinx as two Dayton players collide, but they keep the ball. I think I jinxed Coach Guth by talking up her team before the game on that interview because this is just not going well. As Shivers just fouled Harris, she'll go to the line. It's Shivers' first foul. Harris is 73%. Loyola's been well over. UD men came off the Loyola. No, they came off the LaSalle win on New Year's Eve. They play at George Washington Saturday at noon on the USA Network. And then at UMass next Wednesday. The UD men are not home again until January 15th against George Mason. And hate to see this. Wright State women, they're just having a pickle of a time this year. 2-11 or 2-12. They are playing at Milwaukee tonight. They're going up against Casey Baumhauer, transfer again, one of those rare transfers, went from Wright State to Milwaukee to join former Dayton assistant Kyle Recklich and the Milwaukee Panthers. Harris hits both free throws. She's got 9. She and Ivy leading the way. 31-10 is the score. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Tannen shut out in this game. And there's a foul inside. Is it on Harris? She's not happy, if it is. And you can tell sometimes the reactions that you get from players. Picks up her first foul. And Satori Tannen. First name means enlightenment and fulfillment in Buddhism. And she connects on the free throw. That's information I used from last year. 61% free throw shooter. They come in at 70%.
What about Tannen?
What's that?
So what about Tannen?
I didn't look that one up. She connects again. over her four-year span, and she's been in, this is her 117th game. So I told you she's a lifer at Loyola. 31-12. Wolf with the ball. Dawkins deep in the corner. Wheeler drives the baseline, kicks to the right side of the lane. Good ball movement, quick ball movement. There's a telegraph pass by Wolf intended for Shannon. Wheeler is picked off, Dayton turnover. And Finney comes into the front court as we're under 2 minutes of a 31-12 Dayton massacre right now. I probably shouldn't use that word considering what happened recently in New Orleans, and we feel for all the people who were affected. The shot is missed. Let's just say Dayton's winning this game comfortably, and we'll leave it at that. Dawkins drives. Finney cuts her off. Pass intended for Wolf. Just knocked out of bounds. Dayton will keep the ball, and Stevens will come back in. Tannen had a 23-point, 14-rebound game against Bradley last year. She had 7 double-doubles, averaged 10 points and 6 rebounds. And I don't know what Tannen stands for, but I was more curious about what Satori, because I thought it was a unique name, means.
No one would have asked you that but me.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll just have to come up with more questions for you to try to stump you. Harris with the ball between the circles. It's Dawkins. Dawkins back over to Harris as they play catch. Ricky shoots the three, and she gets decked. And Allison Guth has decided to take her coat off now. Not throw it down like Bob Knight, but just take it off. I mean, that's as hideous as a foul as you could commit there. And Ricky Harris will get 3 free throws. And Tannen will sit, and they're going to bring in a player I didn't even write down.
Yasmin Palmer.
Yasmin Palmer. What do we know about Yasmin Palmer?
She played in 4 games.
Cranebrook Kingswood High School out of Southfield, Michigan, 6'2 freshman.
Yeah, only played about 13 minutes so far this season. 1 of 4 from the field.
So I'll quickly write her in as we wait for Harris to shoot the first of 3 free throws. Yasmin Palmer. Harris connects on the first. She's got 10. Second one for Ricky is also good. And it's now 33-12. Shall we make it 3 in a row? Yep. All right. 34-12. No field goals for Loyola in the last 5 and a half minutes. Shivers is on her dribble. And now Kittis is in the lineup. 14 to shoot. Finney outside the 3. We'll take it over Wheeler. Too hard. No good. Rebound and a scrum. Stevens eludes the defender. Stevens quickly up. Loyola, she'll take the 3 right wing. Short. Follows it up. A lot of contact, and they're going to call Olivia Leung for the foul. That's her second foul. And we'll go all the way down the other end of the court and watch somebody else shoot free throws. Boy, Dayton, 14-5 on the defensive rebounds today. 34-12. And at the line is Bernard. Now, the SOA. I thought you were going to ask me, you were going to set me up. The SOA on her jersey.
If you didn't say it by the third quarter, I was coming with it.
Well, anyway, that's her middle name, SOA. I'm not going to pronounce it. Free throw short. She's at 91% free throw shooting. This is not her night. But the SOA is also the last name of her mother. So she honors her with not just the last name Bernard, but the SOA. She will get one more, and I don't know what's going on here in the lane. Players are like trying to play musical chairs, maneuvering around. Bernard, 2 years at Duquesne, 53 games in double figures. Last couple years, she's averaged 9.5 points a game. And this free throw is good. So even the 91% free throw shooter occasionally misses one. 34-13, Dayton backcourt. Leung controls into the front court. Olivia, now to Harris between the circles. 15 to shoot. Ifiala is back in the lineup. Then she traveled. Got a little bit of resistance before that pass and moved the foot. And for Dayton, that is turnover number 11. So, I mean, you can always find something to... A nitpick is not the right word here. You can love 34-13, but you're going to talk to your team about ball security. Actually, it's turnover number 12. Here's a back door, and it's a pass right off of Bernard. Comes to the Flyers. Loyola has 10 turnovers of their own. and Dayton up 34-13. Loyola had 6 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Dayton had 18 in the first, and so far they have 16 in this period. And there's a 9-second change. Shot clock to game clock discrepancy. And they leave Stevens wide open for a 3, and she missed it. Rebound comes to Finney. She has plenty of time. 12 seconds. Finney front court to Bernard. Bernard underneath. Fiala fouls Palmer. She didn't need to do that with 5 seconds to go, but that's an experience. So, as Palmer, my statistician is also Dennis tonight. Has Palmer been to the line?
She has not.
Well, she is now. She goes to the line. And they will bring Hendricks back in for these last 4.7 seconds and take out Kinnis. So when we get underway in the third quarter, Hodgkar and Theodorsen each 2 fouls for Loyola. Dayton has Leung and Medal with 2 fouls, and Palmer has missed the first free throw. They are 3 of 4 at the line. Dayton is 9 of 11. And the score remains 34-13. So Palmer, free throw, high arcing free throw, swishes it in. First point of the night for her. Pressure in the backcourt. I was going to say, Dayton, just don't turn it over. Front court. Leung, 3 at the buzzer. Banks it up. No good. Dayton, 34-14. We will give you a recap, but we want to have you enjoy this interview coming up with Nicole Stevens. So at halftime, 34-14, Dayton. Halftime is coming up right now.
Okay, Simon. What are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your flap. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
All right. One of our halftime interviews have a chance to speak now with Nicole Stevens. She is a... Are you still a sociology major?
Undergrad. I got my undergrad in that, so master's in education.
Master's in education. You're a grad student now. So let's talk about classes. We'll talk basketball, but I was more interested in what classes are you taking this semester that are challenging for you, other than all of them in some way?
Yeah, I would say challenging, but the class that I've definitely grown the most would be my counseling. It's school counseling mixed with psychological counseling and therapy, so developing a lot of theories and techniques to use with conversations and how to do client and counselor type of therapy.
So in a class like that, is it a lot of reading and written papers, or is there a lot of role play where you have to apply these theories in real life? So how does a class like that work?
Yeah, so there's all the readings outside of class, and then the main class for about 2 hours, we're doing a lot of role playing with like 30, 15 minute role plays as playing the client, and then you switch with your partner, now you're the counselor, and just going back and forth for the class.
Excellent. What other class has you challenged?
I would say this one's an online class, but it's person and human development. So just learning about brain function and human development at adolescent age. And then we started off from around 3 years old, 5 years old. Now we're in the teen stage. And then the last third of the semester will be young adults and kind of the brain development and how society plays an effect on how we interpret and process things.
So, basketball. When did you get started with basketball? What got you interested in it?
Yeah, so I got started at a very young age, probably around 5 or 6, having 2 older brothers who were competitive in sports, and then the one that's right above me, I always had this thing where if he did something, I also had to do it, but I had to be better than him at it. So he would be playing it with his friends outside or in the basement, I'd always want to join in, so that's how I got started.
So you've got to be, you're used to playing with your brothers, so I imagine that translates over a little bit when you have the male practice players. Basically, you're not intimidated by them. You basically will talk trash to them and push them around as a result. Is that true?
Yeah. Also, growing up, I was the only girl in the neighborhood with like 15 boys just playing outside with them. So I've always been used to having a lot of guys playing with them and kind of being the underdog mentality with it, just being smaller as well.
So, last year, 30 games at Columbia, 17-point game against Brown, 14-point game against Memphis. I have to ask this. What got you, and I know you have a relationship with Tamika that goes back, so I'm going to ask you to elaborate, but it's a little unusual to get a transfer from an Ivy League school to Dayton, Ohio. How did that work out?
Again, like you said, I knew Tamika. She was recruiting me back when she was at Penn State, when I was just a freshman in high school. And then her husband I would train with when they moved back to Ohio, and he had the AAU program going. So I know them pretty well. And then as well, just wanting to come back to Ohio so my families could be able to get to more games as well.
So your family is in Pickerington?
Mm-hmm.
So you plan on hopefully having them come to all your games?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Junior year. 7 games, then an injury. How tough was that to basically miss a whole year?
Yeah, that was really tough. Also, my freshman year, missing that because of COVID. We had a few seniors my junior year that took a gap year, so I got to play with them an extra year. And I just developed this very great relationship with all 7, 8 of them. So their senior year, having to miss that whole season, and we knew that we could do something that that program had never seen, never won Ivy Championship before. So taking a step away, not being able to be on the court, was definitely a very difficult decision. But the players were great about it. They kind of encouraged me that I had to do what was best for me. And then the staff also allowed me to stay very much involved, and I would help with personnel on scout and getting involved in a lot of the scouting too.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to your involvement in the scout, because we talked with Ricky Harrison. You two already sound like assistant coaches. We'll get to that. So it has to be difficult for you the COVID year, because, of course, women's college basketball around the nation, not the Ivy League, unfortunately, played. We played. They made me sit up in the rafters and do the games, but we had a season. It was a little bit on and off. What was your feeling when you heard that the Ivy League was not going to play?
It was very hard. You go into your senior year of high school, you finish that up, and you're ready to start your next chapter. So then not only finding that out, but also that the campus wasn't going to allow students on campus, so having to stay at home, wanting to develop those relationships with your teammates, but not really being able to, because it's hard to do it just over the phone, especially when you haven't met most of them. So it was definitely a challenge. Not just the basketball piece, but building those relationships.
So what got you intrigued about going to Columbia after high school?
Yeah, so I knew that I wanted to go to a higher academic school, and the coach wanting to take the program somewhere it's never been. I've always been in winning cultures, so I knew that I wanted to go somewhere where I could start a new winning culture somewhere. So that was most intriguing, being in New York City. The culture that she had built with the players was amazing. And then just her knowledge and IQ of the game was something I was very interested, attracted to, because I know that eventually I want to coach. So I was able to learn a lot of new things from her.
I was going to say, so once you're here, once you're done here at Dayton, you want to get into coaching. And I guess that has gotten you involved in watching and helping out the scout for some of the games. And tell us a little bit about what that involves. It's more than just watch a game, and this is what I think from one game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Ricky and I have already gotten started with the scouts for the scrimmages, and we'll alternate on what we're doing. So last time I was focused on the personnel, watching a bunch of clips from each player, even the transfers they brought in, and just finding out their tendencies, what they're looking to get into. And then, like this week, I'm looking at what offense defenses that the teams are running and how they counter based off defensive adjustments and the reads that they're making. So, and then we all elaborate together, and kind of just the coaches will ask, like, oh, what do you think of this? And Ricky and I will bring up different ways of, like, how we guarded at our previous school and, like, their ideas, and just kind of figuring out what we think will work best with our team.
Now, do you have to basically be a detective? Because, like, for example, I mentioned this to Ricky. Your first opponent is Southeast Missouri. Mm-hmm. They've got one player who basically played last year. Otherwise, it's a whole new team. It's a whole, it's a new coach. How do you get your stuff to watch?
Yeah, so for that game, it's mainly going to be just focusing on us. I think that's going to be the biggest thing. Each game is focusing on what we're going to do, what we're going to execute. But going about that, I guess, pulling up the players from previous schools and just watching more so their tendencies, because we don't know what they're going to run offensive defensively. So I think for that, it's going to mainly be how we're going to guard them one-on-one and how our team is going to defend with all five players and being all on the same page.
Obviously, I haven't seen you play, but from what I understand, you will primarily be point guard, correct? So I don't know how much of last year's, you can look at numbers, you can look at last year, and you could see the biggest problem with this team were turnovers. So your role coming in, how do you look at that and say, I'm going to get this corrected?
Yeah, I think kind of just playing fast but playing under control is going to be our biggest thing. I think I've developed great relationships with all the players, so I know how certain players like want to get the ball, how to get them downhill and stuff. So I would say the biggest thing is we're going to want to play fast. We want to score in the first 8 seconds.
Wow.
So just making the correct reads based off, like you said, I'm doing the scouts, so looking into how the team's defending us and going about attacking them in the right way and making the right decisions.
She sounds like a coach already. That's Nicole Stevens. Well, hopefully we will get a chance to talk with her after some games this year. And we'll now return to Courtside.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest,
which we'll get to in about 4 minutes. Join us at halftime on Sunday as we will hear from another player who wants to be a coach. And during this interview that I did before the season, she sounds like a coach. That will be not Sunday, not going to Richmond. Next Wednesday, the UMass game, we will hear from Ricky Harris, who's having a strong game tonight. So let's give you the numbers. Dayton's up 34-14. The Flyers have Ricky Harris leading the score now with 12 points. 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Ivy Wolf has 11. Shame on her. She missed a free throw. Then after that, Ariana Smith with her 6 rebounds has 2 points. Johnson hasn't scored. Stevens has 2 points. Shannon Wheeler has not scored. Olivia Leung has 5. Fiala has not scored. Does have 3 rebounds, though, in 5 minutes of playing time. Madal has 2 points. And Chantavia Dawkins has not scored. For Loyola, there's not much to talk about here. 2 for Theodorson and Tannen, 3 each for Finney and Shivers, 1 for Bernard, Brooklyn Vaughn 2, and Palmer 1. And as we look at the shooting, 4 of 21, 19% for Loyola. A lot of that is due to a very aggressive defense for the Flyers, who are shooting a very efficient 11 of 22, 50% from the field, 4 of 10, 40% from the 3, only 2 of 10, 20% from the 3 for Loyola. Dayton, 8 of 10 at the line. Loyola, 4 of 6 at the line. Rebounds, 21-9, Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anything you don't like, it's a turnover fest. 12 for Dayton, 11 for Loyola. And those are pretty much the numbers. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're giving up, you know, 11 turnovers in the first half, you're probably going to be winning the game. But they've had 12 turnovers themselves, so you could basically just squash those numbers just right out of the window. But really, I mean, 21-9 in the first half, as far as the rebounding margin goes, in my opinion, is the difference in the game. It's the reason the Flyers are shooting such a high percentage is they're getting good shots inside and they're rebounding the bad shots from Loyola. 7 assists on 11 made baskets for Dayton. It was a very well-defended first half. They played phenomenal defense against Loyola. Offensively, I think what I like the most is as they were winning, they found it tough sledding at times in the second quarter to find points. I thought Ricky Harris did a wonderful job of staying aggressive, getting into the paint, getting to the free throw line. She's 5 of 5 from the free throw line. So when you're winning, you can really take some of the guesswork out of the game by being aggressive. I thought they did a good job there in the second quarter, Barney.
So we're about a minute away, so we'll go ahead and tell you the A-10 hardware. It's basically for one conference game Sunday because of the holiday. Player of the week is Rhode Island's, I'm not even going to go with the first name, Kaur, K-A-U-R, career-high 27 points, 10 rebounds, including 5 of 7 from the three-point stripe, and a crushing win over St. Louis. So she's the player of the week. The rookie of the week is Davidson's Candace Leonafa. She had 12 points, her second such rookie of the week honor this year. There were a lot of good performances on Sunday. Meg McConnell, again, she's the best player in the conference, 29 points. A lot of players had 25 points on Sunday. Donovan, 25. Fordham, Donaldson had 25. St. Joe Smith had 25. UMass's Palmieri, she's one to watch. She had 31. And again, UMass will be here next Wednesday after Dayton goes to BCU. So, there's the horn. We will turn it over to Dennis, and he will have the third quarter.
Thank you, Barney. Third quarter coming up. Information Radio 1660. If you're wondering how we got here and you're just joining us, Flyers jumped on 18-6 after the first quarter, 16-8 the second, and that's where we sit right now, 34-14. Interesting there, Barney. Flyers didn't give up a single field goal over the last 7 minutes, but didn't score over the last 3 minutes themselves from the field. So you don't want to see a long drought here in the third period because that's the easiest way the Ramblers can get back into this game. But right to start the second half, Shivers throws it right out of bounds, which is not common. Kira Shivers, plus 18 on the season, 42 assists, 24 turnovers, but throws it away to start the second half. Nicole Stevens for the Flyers with a 20-point lead around the perimeter. Ivy Wolf. Cross court to Stevens again. Good dump pass down. Ariana Smith, easy layup. That was created by good ball movement by the Flyers. Ramblers quickly into the front court. Finney on the left side. She dribbles. It's knocked out of play. Ivy Wolf did a good job getting her hands on it. But I thought it was going to be off Ivy, but no, it does go off the Ramblers. So another back-to-back turnovers for the Ramblers to start the third period. Not the way you want to start trailing by 20. I'm sure Coach Booth is not happy about that. Harris over to Stevens. Stevens comes off the screen. Over to Harris. Harris looks down. Ariana Smith was open. Cross court. Jada Johnson for three. Gets a good look. Nylon. Everything going the Flyers' way today. Jada Johnson. No points before that. What has she done this season so far, Barney? I know she's been tentative.
She's averaged 2 points a game, so she's over that now. There, while you're looking that up, Ivy just fouled Shivers as Shivers drove to the hoop.
I had to
know. Shivers will go to the line. She shoots 77%, and Ivy picked up her first foul.
Yeah, just 3 of 13 on the season coming in, so good to see for Jada Johnson. Going to the line, Shivers.
She was in 59 games over the last 2 years. Last year she played 19 minutes a game. She's not getting as much playing time this year.
First free throw barely hits the rim but misses that. I think the most impressive thing I saw in her stat line, like I said, was the plus 18 assist to turnover ratio. In comparison, Flyers, Nicole Stevens, plus 5 is the highest assist to turnover ratio. Second free throw up and good for Shivers.
Gives her four. And she gets to lead the lineup.
Alexa Kinnis checks into the game. I like Kinnis' game. Nicole Stevens crosses the timeline. Over to Harris. Ricky Harris. Top of the key to Ivy. Free throw line. Flyers. Everything around the perimeter now, but Harris takes it in. Wild shot. Barely hits the rim. Rebound. Comes down to Hodge Carr. Into the front court. Kinnis. Pump fake. Over to Theodorson. She takes a three. Misses everything. And Johnson wasn't ready for it. She actually came down. It bounced off of her. So possession will stay with Loyola.
You know, you say you like Kinnis' game. Sometimes you want to draft athletes. Kinnis was on a Wisconsin cross-country high school championship team.
And like I said, she's a freshman, so she's going to have her ups and downs. But, yes, especially in transition, really does well. Haven't seen that too much tonight so far. Theodorson catches the inbounds at the free throw line, chucks it up from 15 feet. It's the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Nicole Stevens. She quickly pushes in the front court. Johnson had a chance instead. Over to Harris. Harris dumps it down to Smith. Right block. She dribbles it. Travels first. You'd like to see Johnson shoot that three. She already hit one. Had a great look. She's been tentative. There's been two shots tonight that she was wide open, didn't fire. You have to wonder if that 3 of 13 in the season doesn't have her a little tentative, but she's out there to shoot it. You'd like to see her do so. Bernard. Over to Kinney. Kinney. Back to Bernard. She takes a three. Knocks it down. You're not going to hold her down the whole game. 1 point, 0 of 5 from the field, 0 of 3 from the three-point line before that one. She's got four now. Timeout to Mika Williams-Jetter. Wants to take a timeout.
We'll leave it here. You know, Bernard is 39% from the three-point strike. You wouldn't have known it by some of the rushed stuff that she put up. A couple of games today in the A-10. These are not school day games, obviously, so I'm really kind of surprised these teams are playing noon games today. But St. Joe and George Mason are now both 11-2. St. Joe beat George Mason today. It was a tussle, 61-55. And St. Joe, it's the same balance scoring every game. Brugler had 18. Ziegler had 16. Smith had 14. George Mason got Suarez 18, Harris 17. This is a very well-played game between two of the three best teams in the conference. There were 20 total turnovers in this game. By contrast, we have tonight
26.
We've already exceeded that. Rhode Island, they had a rough non-conference. They might be getting it together. They're 2-0 in league now. Now they've beaten St. Louis and St. Bonaventure, so take that for what it's worth. But Rhode Island has improved to 7-8. They dropped St. Bonaventure to 4-9 today, 82-48. Carr had 19 more points. Shaw had 17 points for the Bonnies. I really feel for Jim Crowley in his second stint for St. Bonaventure. This is not going well. They were out-rebounded, the Bonnies, today by URI, 53-21. I mean, that's rough. And after the next break, we'll get you some progress scores. UMass is playing St. Louis. That game is just tipping off, but there are other games. Oh, heck, I'll just do that now. By the way, if you're interested in the Sugar Bowl today, don't worry about it, because Notre Dame easily beat Georgia 23-10. And our attendance is pretty consistent, 1,565. All right, so we'll get you some scores here from the A-10. And here they are. Oh, whoa. Richmond is playing at Fordham. This wouldn't help their chances of going to the tournament. Fordham might upset Richmond. There's 5 minutes to go, and Fordham's up 69-65. We'll watch that one. Davidson's crushing LaSalle with 6 minutes to go in the third. No surprise, 42-30. UMass actually has a quick 12-5 lead on St. Louis midway through the first. And, Danburg, tough loss. VCU beats Duquesne 64-63. Actually, 65-63. Just put another point up. So that's what's going on. We will watch the progress of the Richmond-Fordham game, though. That's interesting if Richmond drops that one. All right. Back to you.
Shannon Wheeler checking in for the Flyers. Jada Johnson will check out. His extended TV commercial timeouts.
Three minutes. I time these things on ESPN Plus, but when you're vamping, it feels like it's an hour.
Wolf gets it into Stevens. Flyers around the perimeter to Wheeler. Wheeler back to Ivy Wolf. Shakes goes in, tipped away. Good tip away by Kennis. She was beat, but ball ends up going out off of, looks like Dayton.
Yeah, well, Ivy did a belly flop to try to save it in. Again, that just shows you hustle. You don't look at, oh, the score, we're up by 21, so I'll just let it go out of bounds.
Hodgkar inbounds to Kennis. Top of the key, played by Ivy Wolf. Bernard trying to get open. Does right in front of us. Back to Kennis. Kennis, spin move in. Loses her feet, and they're going to get a whistle underneath.
Should be Stevens.
Yep, Stevens. A little aggressive. She kind of lost the dribble, though. Quickly could have been a turnover. So fortunate to pick up the whistle. I don't think Stevens was too happy about it. Finney will inbounds. Almost a 5-second call. Just does get it into Bernard.
New rule, you get 6 seconds now.
Yeah. 5.5. Bernard takes it. Dribbles in. Tough shot over the Shannon Wheeler length. Rims out. Rebound comes down and skips ahead to Ivy Wolf. Wolf takes it in, thinks about it. Instead pulls it back out. Had another good look. Instead dumps it down to Argyle Smith. Smith has it tipped away. Back to Ivy Wolf. Ivy dribbles in. Pulls it back. 15 on the shot clock. Throws it down. Ariana Smith. She misses everything. Had a pretty good look. Rebound comes down. Bernard quickly ahead. Finney thinks about it. Instead throws back to Bernard. Bernard dumps it down to Kenny. Kenny, good position. Goes up. Misses. Gets her own offensive rebound. Second chance for Loyola. 6:39 remaining in the third period. Flyers lead 39-18. Bernard dribbling on the left wing. Played by Wheeler. Comes off the screen. Now played by Smith. Pulls up the dribble. Back door. Great cut and finish there by Theodorsen. A tough pass. Great finish. Flyers have numbers if they choose to push. Ivy Wolf dumps it down. Ariana Smith quickly back forth. Dayton scores. Boyle had two players hit the deck on the layup, and Flyers push their advantage, go down and get a wide-open layup. It's a good way to answer, and they lead by 21, 41-20. 6 minutes remaining here in the third period. Finney has it for the Ramblers. Theodorsen back to Finney. Almost hit her in the head. Two-man game. Back to Theodorsen. She throws it away, but you're going to get a whistle underneath. They were holding on to Finney. I think it's Ivy Wolf.
No, they have Wheeler.
Is it Wheeler?
For first.
Wheeler's first. And it is team foul number 3 on the Flyers. None on Loyola so far. They really don't foul a whole lot. Bernard over to Hodgkar. Hodgkar telling Kennis to come over and take the ball. She does so. Finney comes off 4 screens. Gets a look, but good job by Stevens to get out on her. Finney back to Bernard. She looks to create and kicks it. It's Shannon Wheeler was recovering and kicked it out of bounds. So with 3.7 seconds, it doesn't reset the shot clock because it wasn't intentional. So not an intentional kickball. So just 3.7 does Loyola know. Officials are talking about it right now. They're going to call a kick, and they're going to reset it to 20 seconds. So take back what I said. I don't think that was intentional. I think it's a bad luck there for the Flyers. But no argument. 18. They didn't tell Loyola. They took a bad shot thinking they had no time on the shot clock. I'm sure as it was directly in front of Coach Goose, that did not sit well with her, I'm sure. Either way, Flyers have it. Leading by 21, 5:20 remaining in the third period, and a whistle. Hodgkar is going to pick it up at the three-point line, hit her with the body. That was a funny little situation there, Barney, because I didn't think it was a kickball because it really wasn't intentional. But then they reset that shot clock to 20 seconds and inbounded it right away. And clearly they did not realize it because they took a horrible shot.
You know, this reminds me a little bit of last year. Tannen's obviously not having a good game, and she's sitting a lot now. Last year, and Loyola almost won, some of their top players, the Nolan sisters and Gallup Police, they were not playing well, and they hardly even played that game.
Harris for 3 in the corner. Unlikely of all three-point shooters, but Rick Harris has 2 tonight now. Don't worry, Barney. You keep talking if they keep making threes. 44-20, Flyers lead. Bernard tries to do it herself. Goes against Stevens. Takes a tough shot. It's a miss. Comes down. Defensive rebound to Harris. Up to Stevens. Up to Wolf. Flyers moving the ball well. Wolf takes it all the way in and lays it up. Reverse off the glass. Flyers, it's a clinic tonight. Loyola struggling offensively, defensively. Coach Goode says, give me a timeout. 46-20, Flyers. All over them. It's a pickle of a time if you're a Rambler. That's for sure. Let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today.
It is because of businesses like these that we are able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD Women's Basketball on radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnikas Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghost Light Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-in Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center. All right, updates. First of all, almost a great comeback by Duquesne. They lost by two. They outscored VCU 19-6 in the fourth quarter, but they come up 2 points short. The one we're watching, Fordham still holds a four-point lead, 74-70 on Richmond. There's 2 minutes to play. We'll keep you updated.
So in this third period, Barney, it's just 7-6. Flyers don't have to do much. They just kind of have to hold court. But so far, the third period has been very kind to the Flyers throughout the season. I don't know if you've paid very close attention to it, but if this keeps up throughout the season, they may fire you. Flyers are plus 31 in the third period, by far their best period. Their next closest is the fourth, where they're plus 5. They're negative in the first and the second, so...
It's because they get off to atrocious starts most of the time, not tonight. And the second period didn't help Sunday when they got outscored by 16.
Yeah, so far, their first... You're right, because their first period so far this season, I looked at it, it was pretty bad. They're minus 31 in the first period, so they got to get off to a better start. But very Jekyll and Hyde, this Flyer team. But tonight, they've just looked great.
Yeah, they have. Boy, I don't know what's going on at St. Louis. I mean, they've started the season poorly the last 2 years. They've come on. They made the NCAA tournament, and last year they won the WNIT. Tonight, almost at the end of the first quarter, they are losing home to UMass 23-12. There's some talent there, but they are not playing well at all. We will see them here later this year.
And you find yourself, sometimes you just dig yourself too big of a hole, and you're right. They were able to turn it around last year, but... if they don't start turning around now, you're going to find yourself in the situation the Bengals are in this weekend where you've literally played it out of your own hands.
Yeah, you're rooting for a Kansas City team that has no reason to even show up on Sunday.
Other than to be mean to the Bills by sending them the Bengals.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my hope.
That's true. But then also, you need the Jets.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers' last game.
Oh, gosh.
I've talked myself into it, Barney. Just like Loyola probably thinks they have a chance. They're down 26, 4:42 remaining in the third period. They've got to get going in a hurry.
I'm not sure the Flyers need to score any more points tonight.
Not at this pace, but they can fill it up. Theo Dorsen gets it down on the right block, played by Molly O'Riordan, who's checked in the game for the first time, around the perimeter.
Deputa.
Deputa knocks it down, fresh into the game.
Audrey.
And on the season, 6 of 17 from the three-point line, so that's why she's into the game, 35% three-point shooter.
Six-foot sophomore comes in averaging 2.2 a game.
Need to put a hand in her face. Ramblers come out in a 3-2 zone right now. Ricky Harris dribbling at the top of it. Over to Olivia Lung.
Molly O'Riordan in the lineup.
Harris dumps it down. Great pass to Shannon Wheeler. Great vision by Ricky, but great seal by Shannon Wheeler to get there. That's the way you bust up that zone. If you play the 3-2, you've got opportunities down low. Good play by Molly O'Riordan to tip it away. Bernard, though, is able to corral it and takes a contested three. It's almost blocked, but she knocks it down. Bernard has two threes this period. Flyers lead 48-26, 3:40 remaining. Leung gets a good look in the corner, but it hits off the rim. Great look from their second-best three-point shooter. She's unable to finish. A couple quick possessions. Now Loyola has the ball, trying to cut into this lead. Datura hands it to Bernard. Bernard brings it into the front court. Over to the corner. Keenis. She takes it all the way in. Back to Theo Dorsen. 15-footer knocks it in. She transferred from where? Bucknell?
Yeah, averaged 10 points over 2 years at Bucknell.
I like her game. Very fundamentally sound. Flyers over to Harris in the corner. Back to Ivy Wolf. Flyers content to run a little bit of clock, but you don't want to see them stall yet. Leading by 20. Ivy, 10 on the shot clock, goes to work. Looks inside. Molly O'Riordan hits the deck. With a lot of contact underneath. Theodorsen hit the deck first. Kind of dragged O'Riordan down. Foul's going to be on Theodorsen. She's unhappy about it. But as usual, if you're on the floor, probably deserve the foul.
So that's three on her.
Just 4 points, 2 of 6 from the field. Three fouls. Harris will inbound to Ivy Wolf. Wolf around the perimeter to Leung. She goes in, takes it all the way in through traffic, lays it up with her left hand and finishes. The true freshman just plays with a sense of calmness about her that is not common for a freshman. Under control, even through traffic. Good finish with her left hand. Loyola comes back. It's Bernard. She's dribbling. One-man show. Takes it all the way in. Great player control there. Puts her body into the much bigger Molly O'Riordan to create the contact. She throws it up with her right hand. She misses the layup, but had already accomplished what she needed to. Picked up the foul. She'll go to the line. She's looking for points 8 and 9. She's 1 of 2 from the free throw line. But as you said earlier, she shoots it at over a 90% clip from the free throw line.
Fordham up 3 on Richmond with 48 seconds to go.
I will say, for Bernard, to shoot such a high clip from the free throw line, she has an unorthodox shot. She doesn't start right on the line. She steps into it. She stands about 2 feet back, just kind of offset, and then steps into it, but doesn't jump. Still shoots it flat-footed. You do not see that very often, but can't argue with 90, would you say 92%?
91.
Can't argue with that.
Bless you.
Harris, top of the key, over to Ivy Wolf. Wolf. Loyola back in man-to-man. Over to Shannon Wheeler. Wheeler at O'Riordan. Instead, back to Wolf around the perimeter. Over to Leung. And you're going to get a whistle underneath. O'Riordan a little too physical. Like, hit that Tula down low. And you're going to get substitution coming in.
Hendricks.
Kendall Hendricks.
For DePuda.
No relation to Jimmy.
DePuda was in 22 games last year. But her playing time this year has been severely crippled.
Gotta be frustrated if you're hurt. Come in, hit a three, cause some chaos on defense, and check right out. They need her scoring as they trail by 20. A little token pressure from the Flyers, not a bad idea, just to break up the momentum, even though Flyers 5 of their last 6, Loyola 3 of their last 3. Bernard throws it away. Just a little yin and a yang. Thought Theodorsen was going to come out. She cut in and throws it over right in front of her coach. And it's a turnover. Turnover number 13 for Loyola. They have slowed it down in this period. Flyers up to 15 now. You know what they're talking about. Everything's kind of slowed up here, and they're ready to key it in. Wheeler keys it into Harris. Back to Wheeler. She'll initiate the offense. Over to Ariana Smith. She gets it to Ivy Wolf. Flyers moving it pretty well around the perimeter. Looks inside to Ariana Smith. She doesn't catch it cleanly, otherwise I think she goes up. But there's going to be a whistle underneath. Is this Theodorsen?
That's her fourth.
You are right. That's a big foul.
A little bit about Hendricks. I won't quiz you on this. But her mom played for a Hall of Fame coach at Stanford by the name of Tara Vandeveer. I was going to ask you who that Hall of Fame coach was.
I wouldn't have got it. Ivy to Leung. Back to Ivy. She gets a good look from three. Back rim. Offensive rebound. Comes down to the hustling Shannon Wheeler. Back to Leung. They reset. Back out to Ivy. 15 on the shot clock. 1:30 on the game clock. Flyers maintaining their lead. They lead by 20. Ivy creating on the right side. Tough pass into Ariana Smith. She's able to go through traffic. She lays it up over Hendricks. Experienced play by Ariana Smith to corral that and go up through the defender and finish. Could have picked up the whistle and an and one, but either way, Flyers lead now by 22. They converted 6 of their last 8. We've got 1:04 remaining in this period. Hodge Carr trapped in the corner. Gets it back to Hendricks. Hendricks over to Bernard. Suffocating defense for the Flyers. Wheeler picks up Bernard again. She throws it down low. Cutting Kinnis. Tries to reverse layup. She actually has a deadly reverse layup. Sorry, hit several in their last game. But she did not finish, but she was fouled. So Kennis is going to go to the free throw line. She's has not scored today, 0 of 2 from the field, and this will be her first free throw attempt.
5 of 6 on the season. If you want to see an incredible game-winning shot, it reminded me of what we just saw. Go to YouTube, go to Seton Hall Women. The shot that the woman makes it, it's over the back or behind her. I can't even describe it. Go watch it.
Kennis first free throw up and good. On the season, from the free throw line, she was just 5 of 10, so 50%. So statistics run.
She'll miss this one. 5 of 6. Okay. That was wrong, I guess.
Nope, you were right. I looked at the one right below, which was Vaughn. Disservice to her. Thank you for the correction. She made them both. Flyers lead by 20. 40 seconds remaining in this third period. Jacques Madal has it. She's dribbling at the top of the key. Hands it off to Ivy Wolf. Wolf spins it back over. Madal gets a good look from three. Knocks it down. Assist to Ivy Wolf. That's the three-point shot you want to see. Wide open and set. They seem to fall that way, Barney. Flyers lead 55-32. 20 seconds remaining in this third period. Hendricks has it. Back out to Hodgecar. To Kennis. Everything's around the perimeter. She goes to work. Bernard. There's a whistle underneath. Ricky Harris does not like this call. She very rarely does. And that is, they're in the bonus because they have 5 fouls. So that's going to put Loyola at the free throw line. I think Hodgecar is going to be the one that's going to the line. She has not attempted a free throw so far today. No points. 0 of 2 from the field.
Hodgecar, 24 starts last year, averaged 6 points a game. She has 74 games under her belt as a transfer where she comes from Iona.
Hit the first free throw. She's a 67% free throw shooter, 8 of 12. Now 9 of 13. 9 of 14. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Ariana Smith. Smith's 8th rebound. Tracking towards that double-double. Almost a basket there underneath for Olivia Leung, but it just teases out of the basket. She'll go to the free throw line.
Kennis picked up her second foul. Would you say that the ESPN scoring has gone bonkers? Look, 6 seconds to go. They have put them 103, Richmond 75.
I don't think they scored that many that fast, did they?
We'll have to somehow get you a score on that.
Leung,
you
know, hit the first free throw. This period is 22-19 with this free throw, 23-19 Flyers. 3.6 seconds left. Hendricks gets it in. Bernard going to have to take a half-court shot, but she did they call a foul or did she step out?
They called her for a
charge. An offensive foul.
Which won't matter.
With 1.2 seconds. That's enough time to get a shot off. They can catch and shoot comfortably. You could actually get a dribble off if they time it right. We'll see what they do. Madal's going to inbound from half court. Goes to Leung. She gets it off the glass. Finishes! Put a cap on the third quarter, Olivia Leung. Another quarter dominated by the Flyers. They win the third period. 25-19, they lead Loyola 59-33. Let's hear from our sponsors.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It's because of businesses like these that we're able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on the radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghostlight Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Moe's Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Sinorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, so we'll get ready for the fourth quarter. Dayton up 59-33. We will go ahead and preview the Flyer next opponent. The Flyers lead the all-time series against VCU 10-4. They lost last January 73-62. Tibiasu had 22 points. We don't have to worry about her. She went to Maryland. She's contributing for a very good team, averaging 8 points a game. Louis Utsi had 19 points. Jones had 15. Wolf had 14 points, 8 assists in that game last year. VCU, of course, again beat Duquesne tonight by 2, so they're 7-7. They lost to St. Joe Sunday 70-62 with Oita 21 points and a career high. Common opponent, they beat Providence. Of course, the Flyers beat Providence 65-61. VCU beat Providence 57-51. Their top scorer, averaging 14.6 a game. I make no apologies for her. Her name is Asari. Louis Utsi averages 14.5. No one else averages 7 points a game. So you've got two players to concentrate on Sunday. Interesting scheduling. The Flyers, of course, were in Richmond last week, and they're in Richmond again this week. And they're going to have to hustle home with this snowstorm projected, or they are going to be staying in Richmond for a while doing something. I don't know. Bethel Boyle's in her 11th season. Last year, she won 26 games, and she is very impressive. 64-31 in conference play. So I'm going away from ESPN Plus that had that ridiculous score to see if
that
I can.
That seems more right.
looks like fourth quarter, 4 seconds to go, Fordham 80, Richmond 78. We'll see if we can keep progress on that score. All right, let's get underway with this fourth quarter with Olivia Leung out there with Smith, Nadal, Harris, along with Dawkins and Ariana Smith. Oh, Dennis has the game on with 4.2. He'll tell us what happens. Dayton misses a shot, but there is a foul on Loyola. If Kevin Harlan can announce two games as he's done in the NFL,
Fordham has the ball. They're up two.
Oh, Fordham has the ball. Okay, so Fordham is looking to get the ball in. They do get the ball in. Which has a traffic foul, and the other foul with 3.3 to go. We're not trying to do disservice to this game, but we got to tell you, as the free throw is good for Ricky Harris, she is now 6 of 6 at the line, that this could be interesting. So for Richmond's sake, they need Fordham to miss one, and for Richmond's sake, they need to have a timeout to advance it to half court. Harris connects again. She's 7 of 7 at the line, and Dayton lead is 61-33.
Missed the first free throw.
Okay, so that does keep Richmond alive. And there's pressure in the backcourt.
Missed second free throw, timeout.
Okay, so Richmond's going to have a chance here. And the Flyer, great defense tonight, just forced a 10-second violation. So Fordham not clutch there. They missed both free throws. And Richmond will probably, I don't know if they're going to try to get the ball into Ullstrom, but they might be able to take a three to win the game. We will let you know as they're in timeout. In the meantime, back to the game that we're supposed to be broadcasting. Jacques Madal will drive the lane on Tannen, and Tannen got a piece of it. Good block for Tannen, who is not having a very good night. And in the backcourt, Loyola looks clueless, but they do get into the front court with Bernard. Bernard dribbling around. She's had a good second half. She's got 9 points. And now Kennis has the basketball. And here's a feed to Theodorsen, and she puts it in. Leung tried to draw the foul, but no such luck. Theodorsen has 8. It's 61-35. And they're still in timeout at Fordham. That arena is going to be celebrating its 100th birthday in February. Something it has in common with the late, great Jimmy Carter, who just passed away at his 100th mark. Pass deflected, Smith out of bounds. Flyers will keep it at 14. Be curious to see what Richmond does here. If they try to go inside, get a good shot inside, or maybe draw a foul. You see teams panic in this case and just throw up a shot that they have no chance at. There's Olivia Leung. She's had a great second half. She hit a three. Well, she's up to 14 now. That might be a career high for her. Very efficient game. As in the front court, Tannen, 64-35. We've already had the Olivia Leung star of the game once. That will have her tonight. But we can just tell Ross will take whomever he wants to give us as Hodge Carr drives, and she's on the board, so she's got 3 points with that 2-pointer there.
13 previously against Providence. New career high.
She's got a career high. And I think Ricky Harris just picked up a foul the other way. Ah, well, here we go. So, Richmond, they get up a shot. It's an air ball. They get it back, and they missed a point-blank shot. I don't know if it would have counted, but Fordham pulls off the upset, 80-78 in other A-10 action tonight, as we gave you a remote broadcast.
Norm's going to be able to charge his sponsors more.
That's true. So we just made a quick trip to the Bronx there. So 64-37, that's not going to do anything for Richmond's postseason NCAA tournament hopes. But it just shows you can't take anything for granted, even if you're in the top three in the conference. Well, Richmond had some things to work on after their 24 turnover Sunday. And Stevens just picked up her second foul. So with 8:04 to go, one Dayton foul, one Loyola foul. Score 64-37. As the ball was keyed in, Bernard between the circles on the dribble. Bernard off to Tannen. Tannen looks to get on the board. Tannen drives the baseline. She's cut off, and they call travel on her. Her line tonight, she has 2 points. They're free throws. She hasn't really shot that much, only 0 for 2, but it's been a frustrating night for her in her 14 minutes of work. I mean, they basically have taken her out of the game. Can't even get her the ball. Laurel can't. 7:45 to go, 64-37. Safe to say, the Flyers will improve to 7-6 and drop the Ramblers after this game to 9-5. We will have a start of the game. We will hear from the coach after the game. And inside Madal, good footwork, but she's able to put it off the backboard. Madal has come up with 7 points tonight. And it's 66-37. Front court, it's just Finney. Bounce pass. Taken by Bernard. They look for Tannen underneath. She's double-teamed, but she's able to get the ball. And now in a nice backdoor cut, give and go, Theodorsen puts it in. 10 points for her. And it's 66-39. It's Nicole Stevens with it with 7 minutes to go. Definitely Ricky, because we had Olivia earlier. All right, live radio, nothing like it. Finney averaged 6 points a game last year at San Diego. She did have a 23-point outing against the University of San Francisco and stoppage play. And Palmer is back in for the Ramblers. Shannon Wheeler replaces Ajat Madal. And Finney will throw it in front of us. Maybe, if she does get it into Bernard. 66-39, if you just joined us, that is the score. Dayton up 18-6 at the end of the first, 34-14, and they've just piled it on after that. And we have another whistle. And I have a feeling this is going to take a while to finish this game. They call a kick?
Yep. Nicole Stevens.
We are now playing kickball, which I told you last year, I made you laugh, that I struck out on kickball.
It will always make me laugh, Barney.
Yes, especially at my own expense. It's like the Bob Uecker of tonight's broadcast. Kenny comes up short with the shot. And it's Stevens. Looks inside instead. Out to Dawkins. Back over to Stevens. Shantavia Dawkins will drive an open lane. Banks up and in. Nice move for Dawkins. 5'8 senior who averages 4 points a game. Hasn't really played much lately. Again, Niall Lear, minor leg injury, not playing tonight. Hopefully back Sunday at VCU. 20 on the shot. 68-39. Dayton with a big lead. Underneath, Palmer has the basketball. Cross-court pass, not a good idea. Telegraph, and Stevens is able to knock it out of bounds. .5:39 to go, 13 on the shot clock. Finney into Tannen. Tannen back to the basket. Now Tannen will drive on Leung, and I don't know where that pass went. Maybe it was poked away. Dawkins has it poked away from behind, and somehow it came to Stevens, and she got fouled, and she'll go to the line. And you're chuckling.
Well, when things are going your way, they're going your way, because you said it perfectly. It was tipped away from behind. She did not pass that ahead, but it was a perfect pass ahead. You couldn't have thrown it better if you were attempting to do so. So, yes, sometimes things just go your way. If you could collectively buy a lottery ticket as a team, they should.
Stevens at the line. They needed some of this on Sunday. Might need some of this next Sunday if Stevens missed the free throw.
Right. Spread it out a little bit, but it's a good way to come back with the conference after the Richmond loss, no question.
Yeah, in a game when you're down 10-0 and you got outscored 18-2 in the second, you did win the second half, and you did force 24 turnovers, so there were some good things to say, even though your leading scorer only has 7 points. 69-39, Dayton up 30. Kinnis has the ball. 5'8 freshman. Here's Bernard driving, push off, no call. Instead, the ball's out to Finney. Finney will take the three, miss it from the left baseline. Loose ball, out of bounds, off of Smith. Is Smith going to get her double-double tonight?
She needs one more.
Yeah, she needs one rebound and 2 points.
She almost had it right there.
See if she's in the lineup enough to get her double-double, because we want to see Grant, we want to see Fiala back, we want to see Lightborn, and we want to see Eleanor Maniac. Change her name legally. Eleanor Maniac. We want to see those people. And here's a foul. Big shot. Vaughn picked it up. Brooklyn, second foul. And three fouls Dayton, two fouls Loyola with 5:08 to go, and Dayton up by 30.
They got Dawkins for them.
Dawkins? Yeah, wrong team.
Just trying to suddenly.
Dawkins got the foul. That's her second. Here's a three. Bernard. It's off the front iron, and it's off to Wheeler. Olivia Leung with her career high of 14 into the front court. Looking to break down the defense. Walk, they didn't call it. Stevens on the dribble. Stevens stops, has to cough it up. Between the circles, it's to Shannon Wheeler. Uses the screen. Wheeler out to Leung outside the three-point stripe. Here is Smith looking for points 9 and 10. Passes it off. Wheeler baseline. Got it. That's crisp ball movement there to get Wheeler the 10-foot shot. Shannon has 4, and it's 71-39. That I would show as part of my highlights of the game to the team when they cut the tape or however they do that after this one. 4:19 to go. Bernard using a screen. Left of the lane. Out to Vaughn. Vaughn drives. Vaughn pumps it up. Can't get it. There's the double-double for Smith. She's a 10-10 person. That's her 10th rebound. Actually, she has 8 points. She does not have the double-double yet. Driving is Dawkins. She's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. She is 79% on the season. And first we're going to... Well, I'm waiting for our media timeout. Kinnis got a foul. And yes, we will now break. 3:55 to go. All Dayton, all the night. 71-39. YMCA here. We'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring University of Dayton women's basketball to you today. It's because of businesses like these that we're able to broadcast these basketball games. Whenever you're in one of these establishments, please mention you heard about their support of UD women's basketball on radio. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home and Medical Supply, Ghost Light Coffee, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, so we have 3:55 to go. Dayton's up 71-39 again in the A-10 today. VCU squeezed by Duquesne by 2. St. Joe beat George Mason by 7. URI put a whooping on St. Bonaventure. And the big one of the night, Fordham survived 2 late missed free throws to hold on at home and shock Richmond 80-78. And Davidson is putting a whipping on LaSalle. And UMass, after the first quarter, they are beating up St. Louis at Chaffetz Center in front of probably nobody.
It's obviously real early in the conference, but I do not think that there is a team that's going to just run away with the conference this year. What do you think?
Well, I picked Richmond to win the conference this year. I picked St. Joe to come in second, and I still think it'll end that way. I mean, those are the best teams.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Richmond lost tonight, but
it's tough to win in Fordham.
I will say it's not an easy trip to make. I will say this. I am, after watching that game Sunday, I am a little bit leery about Richmond's point guard play. If Hill is not effective at the point guard, they're going to turn that ball over time and time again. I don't know if that did him in tonight. 24 turnovers Sunday against Dayton, unacceptable if I'm Aaron Russell.
Yeah, and I think the guard play throughout the A-10 is fairly strong, so it's not like that's going to get any easier, you know, throughout. So I do think that that's going to cause them problems. But kind of my point there is that's their weakness, right? Every team in this conference, you can pick out spots where you go, okay, they have problems. So it's going to really be a nightly basis. Who shows up? Who's ready to make adjustments? And, I mean, tonight, I don't think anybody would have seen this coming, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. What was they were looking for? What win? Something crazy, six in a row, something like that.
From maybe who?
Loyola.
Oh,
I might have had it wrong.
I don't know. Free throw is good for Dawkins. Loyola has brought in Holly Dolney, 5'8" freshman, Heathdale Christian College out of Australia. Number 3. Dawkins missed the second free throw, but hustling for the rebound is Shannon Wheeler. Out to Lightbourne, the 5'8" sophomore, averaging a little less than 1 point a game. Now Olivia Leung. She will drive on Palmer. She will drive on Hendricks. It's cut off. Here's a three for Leung, and the bank is open. She banks it in. She's got 17 points, leading the way tonight.
I knew I wasn't crazy. They were looking to win their fifth straight, which would have been the longest in Coach Gutt's tenure. I knew there was something.
The fault just short. Here's a give and go, and a layup is missed. Dolney gets the rebound, reverse layup, hard angle, couldn't get it. And the rebound comes to Lightbourne. Quickly up court, Dawkins. Dawkins eludes Kinnison, score. Tavia Dawkins has 5. Destiny Jackson is a 5'10 senior, Snyder High School, Fort Wayne, Indiana. She is in the lineup for Loyola. They have the names on their jerseys. That's kind of nice, especially in this circumstance. Dolney now drives. She's double-teamed. Out of traffic, it's Vaughn. Vaughn, yes. The bridge is closed for Brooklyn Vaughn there. And Dayton brings in Grant. Amy Grant, 6 foot freshman, averages 1.8 points a game. At least you didn't say Ulysses. You'd have lost everybody except for Norm. Cameron Grant, Afrocentric High School out of Columbus, same high school that Ariana Smith went to. 2.5 minutes to go, 20 on the shot. Grant underneath, Shannon Wheeler scores it, and she'll go to the line to complete the 3-point play. And this surprises me about Shannon Wheeler. You know, she's only been in line 4 times this year. 4 of 4. You'd think that she'd been there a lot more than that.
I agree with you, Barney, but look at her line. Look at, I mean, when you look at it, 22 minutes, 6 points, perfect 3 of 3 from the field. She has 5 rebounds, only 2 turnovers. Just,
I want her to play more.
Absolutely, and you earn it by those kind of lines.
Yeah. She did it against Vanderbilt. Did it against Central Michigan. And, I mean, she brings you experience. And last year, well, she missed the free throw.
First
she suffered
black
that
mark.
Stupid injury last year, hurting her shoulder on a missed free throw. And now the ball is stolen. Grant puts it in. These youngins, if you want to call them that, they want to play. And they are showing that they are hustling to play. So Cameron Grant made out there. 81-39. O'Reardon is back in, and Shannon Wheeler will take the curtain call. Sit down. So ball into Hendricks. I think Loyola just wants to flush this from their memories when they go to George Washington on Sunday. And if I'm the Flyers, I'm not sure I really want to show much of this tape for the rematch. You can definitely get overconfident if you watch this when these teams play again. Hendricks too long on the layup. Front court, Mika Lightbourne. 22 seconds to go on the shot clock, Dayton up 81-39. And Grant is on the dribble. Cross-court pass. It's taken by Dawkins. Lightbourne looks underneath. Ifiala is back in. Dawkins drives. And actually, it's Lightbourne. She got the bounce. Getting a shot in the lane. Lightbourne's on the board. Now Vaughn has it. Yeah. Here we go. Ellen Armagna getting ready to come in. Now somebody has to foul. We can't just have this clutch. Somebody foul. Please foul. Fowler. Get his drives. And yes, finally a foul.
The only time Barney's ever called for a whistle.
What a whistle. Dawkins' third foul. Ellen Armagna is there. The walk-off.
Oh, that was a soft call.
I'm just glad they did it. We have trumpets now.
It's the closing music for Edwin Diaz. That's awesome.
The closer.
That's awesome.
Okay, 108 to go. Kenneth at the line. Free throw good. Now, we've got to see a play for Eleanor here.
The only thing that matters.
That's right. Remember I used to do that for a young lady sitting to our left doing TV? Christina Zaba.
She's going to get probably two opportunities here. Because I think
in above. 83-41. Okay, let's see what the play is.
Yep. Lightbourne with it. They're trying to get her a shot. They will.
They have O'Reardon set in the screen. Eleanor is in the corner. She's in the right corner. Now they dump it for Fiala.
No.
It's a bad pass. It's intercepted. And in a fast break, here's a bad pass.
That's the best case scenario for you, buddy.
49 to go. Yeah, Dayton's not going to just hold the ball for 30 seconds.
That was the best case, because if they had held it for another 10, 15 seconds, they would have. So now they've got to take one more shot.
Yeah, the buzzer, please.
This is your last shot.
All right, Lightbourne. Okay, so they have Eleanor Manya. She's coming for the ball. She has it. Shoot. No. Okay, so 19 to shoot. They're looking inside for Fiala again. It's kicked out. Lightbourne, the three, and off the mark. The rebound is loose. There's a foul, and it's on Eleanor Manya.
She got in the stat book.
Sure, I wanted to get a stat book that way. So we're going to go all the way down the other end and shoot free throws, and then Dayton will probably just hold the ball, and that'll be it. 83-41 is the score. Jackson is at the line. I can't really give you any information on her, other than she's out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and she made the free throw. Has she been to the line this year? Has she been in the game this year?
Hold on, I'll tell you. No. Yes, she was 0-2 from the free throw line before that.
Well, now she's 2-4.
This is the third game she's played in.
83-43. 40-point game. Flyers probably just going to put this on ice. Running their offense. They don't have to. Driving is Grant.
It.
Nice behind the back.
Shoot
and she does. She misses the shot. I mean, it's not rubbing it in. In transition, they have to give Loyola the last shot of the game. Nice pass. Kenneth's basket is good for Hendricks. Buzzer, please. And 83-45. There it is. Post game. We'll hear from somebody, and then the coach will take a break.
Post-game program with Barney Sintner and Dennis Shaw. Now let's head back to the arena to get the wrap-up on today's game.
All right, we'll start with the quarter-by-quarter scoring. Dayton won every quarter. Dennis has to leave. Dayton won the first quarter 18-6, then won the second quarter 16-8, third quarter 25-19, fourth quarter 24-12. 83-45 in front of about 1,545 or so people here tonight. The Flyers improved to 7-6, and the Ramblers fall to 9-5. So we'll go ahead and give you the Team stats first. Dayton shoots a very efficient 61% from the field. Loyola shoots 29%. Dayton 9 of 19 at the line. Loyola 5 of 17. Let's see here. Turnovers. Dayton actually curbed those turnovers in the second half. 17. Loyola committed 21. Points off turnovers, 26-6. Dayton, the Flyers went 33-21 on rebounds. And as Ricky Harris is our star of the game, let's give her her line tonight. 17 points in 26 minutes. 7 of 7 at the line. 4 assists, 2 rebounds. And, well, okay, young lady, whenever I talk to you, you sound like a coach. So, we know what happened at Richmond. We know the first half didn't go well. The second half was better. What did you guys work on after getting back from Richmond that we saw on display tonight?
Honestly, just playing together and getting downhill. We had really one bad quarter in Richmond, and if we would have had that one quarter together, we would have been in the game. So, we really just focused on each other. And, I mean, we had some great days of practice leading up to this game, and Coach really emphasized just getting downhill. When we get paint touches, we get good looks, so that was our main focus.
I thought your team defense tonight was the best I've seen this year. It's actually the best I've seen in a couple of years, but you weren't here last year. So what was emphasized defensively? Because Tannen and Bernard got some garbage points, but those are the people you had to stop. And, like, Tannen, they couldn't even get her the ball.
Yeah, so when we Richmond, we really focused on our rotations, trusting each other, and we had some great ones there. So this week we really just focused on trusting each other and knowing that if we go, just everybody got to go, and you got to rely on your teammates. So last night tonight we had a lot of different scrambles, and just people just found men, and we communicated, and so it made them second guess a lot of shots and passes.
I will say this: I don't want to keep talking about Richmond, but there was one thing I think that you could build on. You won the second half after a very difficult first half, and you forced a team that is at the top of the conference into 24 turnovers. So I thought the defensive intensity started in Richmond and continued tonight.
Yeah, that's our main focus on. When we have good defensive games, we tend to do well or at least stay in them. Richmond, offense wasn't there, but this game we was able to put the defense with the offense, and we came out and showed up for our fans. So we just got to keep combining them. If we can have our defense go and knock down a couple of shots, we should be good.
All right. Again, as a grad student, I mean, you finished all your grad work at Ohio State. So what are you taking here at Dayton other than basketball?
I'm doing a certificate in communications. And, I mean, it's just anything, everything. Sometimes it's about media. Sometimes it's about history. But honestly, I'm here to focus on basketball, so I had to do something to get my credits.
All right. Well, thank you, young lady.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. So there is our star of the game, Ricky Harris. So I've given you the team stats. Let's go over the stats for Loyola. And they're not pretty, I can tell you that. Theodorsen ended with 10. Finney had 3. Shivers had 4. Tannen, night to forget, 2. Niall Bernard had 9. And visitor stats. Let me see what else I can tell you. Let's see. Points. Oh, Finney had 3. Palmer 1. Kinnis had 4. Dolny didn't score. Deptula had 3. Hodge Carr had 3. Hendricks had 2. Vaughn had 2. And Jackson had 2. And that is it for Loyola. And we look for the Flyer way. 8 points for Ariana Smith, 10 rebounds. So close, no double-double tonight. Again, our star of the game, Ricky Harris, had 17 points, including a perfect 7 of 7 at the line. Ivy Wolf had most of her points early and really early, 13. Jada Johnson had 3, Stevens had 3, Lightbourne had 2, Dawkins had 5. Olivia Leung, also a star of the game tonight, 17. Very efficient, 6 of 9 from the field, 3 of 6 from the three-point stripe. Shannon Wheeler had 6, Jacques Madal had 7, Grant had 2, and not scoring, O'Riordan, Maniak, and Eve Fiala. All right, Dayton had 39 bench points tonight, 36 points in the paint, and 26 points off turnovers, and everything went right. They even went 16 of 21 on layups. So the coach is here. She puts on her headset, I love your attire tonight for Powder Blue Night.
You see that?
Did you just get that? I know this is radio, and I'm talking about her attire.
I know.
But I'm impressed. Oh, by the way, before we talk about this game, I have to get, and I have to do this on the air. Last week, mm-hmm. I went to didn't really go to see Wright State. I went to Purdue Fort Wayne just to see Sid.
Yeah.
Said hi to her.
Yes.
She had a happy game, and I was so happy to see her. She said, say hi to you.
Yes.
She knew that you guys weren't around.
Yeah.
But they crushed it.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, I was very happy for her.
Yeah, I watched it. I watch all her games.
we have a special place in our heart for her.
Yes.
So, you know, I didn't really want to miss that. Okay.
Yep.
Now we've lost half the audience. Let's get back to this. like I told Ricky, this is the best. This game in your two plus year tenure, it's the best defensive game I've seen your team play.
I thought sometimes we foul too much, so that's good. I got after them when I called the timeout because we gave up two back-to-back made baskets, which we hadn't done the whole first half, and we gave up our first wide open shot, and it was a three. So calling that timeout was about a mentality. We're going to beat Loyola Chicago, but how we beat them matters. And I think even though we weren't victorious in Vanderbilt and Richmond, I told my boss before the game today, I said, we taught teams how to beat Richmond because we made them play their worst basketball the second half of that game. And the Vanderbilt game, we just learned how to continue to punch. And I think now it's starting to pay off. And these are the games you'll get to see certain situations pay off. And I'm just happy for our team that we did it. I thought Ricky Harris came out. And she always plays great for us defensively. But offensively, if she's giving us 17, 15 points, is great. And then how about Liv? Olivia coming off the bench. She's a bucket, and she's very confident.
By the way, I don't know if you know this. Richmond lost at Fordham tonight.
I'm not surprised.
By two.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I've never seen Coach Aaron cuss swear. And that second half, he was giving it to them because they don't change who they are, whether they're playing Tennessee or they're playing, you know, anybody else. And that second half, we outscored them. And we turned them over more than anybody did this year. So we kind of gave people the cheat code. So I think people will go after them a little bit more.
We know the start wasn't good at Richmond. You've had
yes.
some bad starts this year. But
yes.
tonight, I mean, I guess you could say Ivy set the pace early. You had
yep.
to have loved 18-6 in the first quarter.
Oh, I almost pulled the pearls off my jacket. And I was so excited. Ivy Wolf always sets, you know, Ivy Wolf is Ivy Wolf every night, except the first game of the season. When Ricky Harris is really functioning at high space offensively for us, that's a bonus. Nicole is always steady. Nani's going to give you a double-double. And we had to utilize Nani because they were fronting her and they were helping. So we got some skip pass threes, which were nice. And to make some threes, you know, we're starting to make a couple threes. So I thought it was overall great game, great defensive game. We scored 83 points, so offensive execution had to be decent. And so I'm just really proud that we won the way we won. How we win matters.
Final question for you, and it is kind of a schedule quirk to go back to Richmond next week, and you're going to have to hustle home, because if you don't hustle home after that game, you may be camped out in Richmond for
I know,
a
right, because all the snow.
Yeah, because then you got a game Wednesday, 2 days later, so you don't want to be
I'm sorry, I got my red shoes on. I can slide back.
Gotcha. So here's what I want to ask. Tannen is a heck of a player.
Yes.
She couldn't even get the ball tonight. I
yes.
mean, you could see she played like 22 minutes and had like two shots, so you
yep.
can't say she missed shots. How did you guys basically deny her the ball? Who can we credit for that?
We have Ariana Smith, and we didn't really even prepare for her this year. We prepared for the fact that last year when we played here, their coach had to call multiple timeouts because Nani had, I think, 100 rebounds that game, right? They went zone. Nani got a rebound. So when we went there, we almost beat them without Ivy Wolf because her dad had gotten sick. So I think there was a lot of confidence coming to this game, but we did not worry about Tannen at all. We didn't put any focus on her. We put focus on Bernard. Their best scorer, Shivers, because we knew she was coming back. And we came into this game a little bit differently. She has to prepare for Ariana Smith. And Nani just killed her early, just rebounding, getting her hands. And we know that's a trigger for their coach to pull her out the game.
Okay, so Sunday, and VCU beat Duquesne tonight by mm-hmm. two. They mm-hmm. were up by 15 after three quarters. It looks like, again, scouting report tells you Asari and Lewis Ustacy both average 15 a game, and mm-hmm. those are the two people that I guess you're going to be concentrating on in practice.
Yes. I don't know if Lewis is playing. I don't think she played tonight. She's been out for a couple games since I think they played James Madison. But another team that without Sarah Tibiasu, we're undefeated with seven players. So for us going in there, the one thing they do is they're a defensive juggernaut. So we got to really be good in our offensive execution. We cannot turn the ball over against them. And if Utsby Lewis, I think that's her name, is not playing, we really got to put some heat on them in transition and really look to score. Because defensively, they're a tough team. And it's a must-win for us. This is a game that we can go into their place and get a win. We only play them this one time. And I'm just really excited about playing another team that plays just as gritty and as tough as we do.
Thank you. Have a good trip.
Thank you so much.
Take your snowshoes. All right. So there is the coach, 83-45 with the victory. And that about covers it. So we'll be on the air next Wednesday night. We'll have shoveled out by then. But about 6:45, UMass, last year in the A-10. They will be here, and we'll talk to you then. So Dennis Shaw had to leave, but my thanks to his contribution tonight. He'll be back with me Wednesday. And then we're on the air week from Saturday. LaSalle's here, so it's a little two-game homestand coming up. In front of 1,565, Dayton 83, Loyola 45. Good night from UD Arena.
You've been listening to Dayton Flyers Women's Basketball on Information Radio 1660. Thanks to Archer's Tavern for underwriting today's game. You can hear a replay of today's game and any other home game from this year's season by visiting our website at radio1660.com. That's radio1660.com.